This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries.
Nobody can see the law. And a pastor, a prophet that is molesting you, sleeping with you, will now tell you, don't see the law. Where is holiness and righteousness? Without it, nobody can see him. How can they tell you they see the law? You to yourself, you are foolish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The law will speak and do miracle. Pastor Blessed, I don't know if you find it. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4.
Where the word of the king
is. Where the word of the king is.
There is power.
There is power. Somebody say power. Who is the king? In the kingdom is our Father in heaven. Wherever the word of God is, right now the word of God is coming out into your life. Some of you is looking at the time. When the word is going on, you are looking at the time because you don't want to hear the word. That is why the word is not working for you. Wherever the word of the king is, there is power. The word of the king is always powerful. God uses his word. Psalm 117, let's look at it, verse 20. He said, he sent his word. He sent what? He sent word. I didn't hear the church. You need to say it after me. What did Lord send? He sent his word. He sent his word. He sent out his word. And what did he do? When he sent out his word, he healed them. He said the word. And the Bible said, they were healed. I'm decreeing upon your life today. That word of God that you have here will bring deliverance into your life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Why would the word of God work for you? Note it down yourself. Why would the word of God work in your life? Because I want you to understand, many people go to different places. They are just looking for a blessing, a soap to bath. They are looking for water to drink. They are looking for the pastor say, go and take away your clothes and rip it and put it in corner. Then they believe that that prayer has been answered. The devil is a liar. What work wonders is the word of God. Hello, somebody. That is the reason why the devil will not let people go to the place where they preach the word. Bible class, you don't see people because the word work. Where they preach, people will say the preaching is too long. All I want to hear, some people will even leave the church. They say, mommy does not give prophecy the way she used to anymore. The one they give to you, did it work? Because I keep seeing the same thing. So why do I keep saying it? Hallelujah. The word of God that you are hearing. The Bible is the word of God. Don't let anybody deceive you. Whatever anyone said to you that is not in the Bible, it's not the word of God. Somebody say the word of God. Say it works. Say the word of God. It works. Why would I tell you that the word of God works? What will we keep telling you to pay your tithe if that if you if it's not what the Lord of the word of God say? Why would the world, let me tell you, why would I tell you that the word of God will bring deliverance into your life? Why would I look at somebody and said, I'm going to pray with you. Call me every night for 7 days. I honestly speaking, guarantee, not by my power. It doesn't have anything to do with me. Not by my mind, but by the Spirit of God that is there in the Word of God. When I pray with you, heaven will open. According to his word. Why would I give you assurance? Why do I have so much confidence in the word of God? Why didn't I ask you to go and do this? When I finish praying with some people and I give them the scripture to read, they look at me and say, is that all? That is the look. That is the look. But can I tell you some miracle that word of God have done? The reason why many of us that our life is the same, the reason why nothing happened in our life, nothing changed, is because we haven't got the word of God. You've got some anointing oil, but you haven't got the word. You have got some blessing soap that you are bathing with. You haven't got the word. You have been to different revival. You haven't got the word. You have done so many, what do they call it? They say, God, but it's not working because you haven't got the word. The only thing that you have not done, like people say, I don't know what to do. You have done everything. The reason the story is still the same is because there is still one thing you haven't done. You have not surrendered to the word. You haven't done the word. When we do the word, my God, the word will begin to work. The reason why I have assurance, now I'm going to give you few, maybe 3 points. No, just two. 2 points. About the reason why the word will work for you. Let me pause again and prophesy that from this moment, the word of God will work for you. Oh, say better amen if you believe. Say better amen if you believe. And let this word register into your mind. When I say the word of God will work for you, I'm talking about that the word, number one thing is that God himself is the word. God himself is the word. Amen, somebody. The reason why the word of God will work for you, listen, is that the word of God is divine intervention. God himself is the word. Let's go and look at it. Let's open our Bible. Because when God's word come out, it's God himself. John chapter 1 from verse 1. The reason why the word of God will work for you is that God himself is the word. You have used everything, but indirectly to us, I have taken my matter to God. But no. I know you go to church. I know you do everything. But one thing that you have not really applied to your story for it to transform is God himself. Because God is the word. Pastor, read it.
In the beginning was the word.
In the beginning was the word.
And the word was with God.
And the word was with God.
And the word was God.
And the word was God. And praise the name of the Lord. Wait, sir. The reason why God's word will work for you is that the word of God is revelation of himself. The word of God is the extension of himself. So that means when we are young, let me explain. When a king sends his staff out, that means that staff itself is the king. So that means you must obey. When they send the servant to bring the staff. So the reason why the word of God will work for you is that God himself, the word that I've just been spoken, is God. What I'm saying right now, all what is coming out of my mouth is God. And the word was who?
God.
The word was who?
God.
The word was who?
God.
Don't you never say the word was God. So every time you didn't apply the word, you are not applying God. Anytime you are not using the word. So the Bible says, the word was God. It was in the beginning with God. And all things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. Without the word, nothing will take place in your life. That is the reason why the word is important. I'm not saying that you cannot look for anything, but this scripture is telling you it is important that we register this into our spirit, that God's word is God. I remember when we are young, when somebody is prophesying to your life, you can't stand and just say, what did you say? You go straight and kneel down. You are not kneeling down for that person, because you know that word is God. You know that moment, it is God that is speaking. Then you bow. Then you don't even look at the person saying it. Somebody say, God's word work. Say, the word work. And say, the word will work for me. The word of God is powerful. Whatever God is his word. Listen to me, child. Whatever God does, his word does it. Whatever God can do, his word can do it. Can I say that again? Whoever God is, that is what his word is. Whatever God can do, that is what his word can do. The word was God. So when, I need somebody that has physical Bible here. When you take the word out of your life, church, makaliba satalaba, you've just taken God out. You've just taken God out. The word was God, and the word is powerful. Let me tell you this. Thank you. The word, immediately you don't have this in your life, you don't have God. Because that scripture said, this word is God himself. The word of God is powerful. The word of God, this word is as powerful as God. So when the staff come out, it is the word of God. This word of God that is coming is as strong as God. This word of God that is coming is as unfailing as the way God will never fail. This word that is coming out right now is as reliable as God is. The reason why that word is not working, and the reason why from now on to the end of the year that the word is going to work for you, is that you actually apply the word. The word will work for you. Say better amen. The word will work for you. The word is as powerful as God. The word is as reliable as God. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21. I want us to look at it. Every time God wants to reveal himself, he reveals himself as the word. Anytime whatsoever. If you find it, let's look at it. For Samuel chapter 3 verse 21. Anytime that God wants to reveal himself.
Then the Lord appear again in Shiloh.
Listen to this. Then the Lord appear again. The Lord appear. Who appear? Who appear? Now, look at this scripture. He said, then the Lord appear again in Shiloh. Read on, sir.
For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
How did he reveal himself? How did he reveal himself? How? I'm waiting for the church to respond. Did he show? Did he physically be there? When God wants to reveal himself, he revealed himself. This scripture showed to you that then the Lord appear again. Don't say where? Eh? Which? Eh? The Bible said, and the Lord revealed himself to Samuel. How did he reveal himself to Samuel in Shiloh? By the word of God. God himself is the word. He revealed himself by the word. If you trust the word, it will work for you. Many people always put the word of God down. That is why they say they are too familiar with the person that God is sending. So when the word comes, you are not receiving it. The word of God is a mighty weapon. And that is why you should memorize it. That is the reason why you should recite it again. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. For it's for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of the word. Hallelujah. Read it for me, Pastor.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also for the Greek. For it is the...
It's okay. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation. The word of God is power. Turn to your neighbor and say, the word of God is power. The reason why many Christians are powerless is because you haven't got the word. Can I say that again? You haven't got the word. You are powerless. The enemy come middle of the night, beat you well. After last night prayer, the enemy come and molest you. One thing that is lacking is the word of God. When you apply the word that does see the law, no weapon formed against me that shall prosper. When you apply the word and say, thus saith the Lord in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19, that all authority has been given unto me to tread upon serpents and snakes and all over the power of the enemy. The next time the enemy comes, he will disappear. He won't touch you. Because you carry the word. If you carry the word, say, I carry the word. Say, I carry the word. The assignment of the word. Let me tell you two things quickly. Note it down. Don't forget. There is word that is coming out to you. The assignment of this word, or every prophecy that they've given to you, that is coming from God. I'm not talking about every word you hear. If it's from the Lord, there is an assignment for that word. The assignment of that word is to go and build your life. Now, listen. If you do not do anything to redeem that world, to manifest in your life, the day, the last day, which is the day of the judgment, the world is going to judge you. Listen to that. Maybe you've not heard this for a long time. Every word of prophecy that I've come, and you did not allow it to manifest, and you turned the prophet of God to be a liar, the world will rise and speak, and those words will judge you. Praise the name of the Lord. Say the word works. Say the word works. And say that word will work for me. Say the word will work for me. Revelation 19. I'm done. It's going to go with speed. Revelation 19 from verse 11. The Bible says the word of God came. Now I saw heaven open. Pastor, you can help me.
Now I saw heaven open.
I saw heaven open. I pray for you. Heaven will open over your life today. Read on, sir.
And behold, a white horse.
Listen to this. Look at it. And behold, a white horse.
And he who sat on him was called faithful.
He who sat on that horse is called who?
Faithful.
Faithful. Read on, sir.
True. And true.
And true.
And in righteousness.
And in righteousness.
He judges.
He judges.
And makes war.
And is making war. He that sat on that horse. He wasn't just sitting there on truth. He made judgment and is making war. Read on, Pastor.
His eyes were like flame of fire.
His eyes were like flame of fire.
And on his head.
On his head, my God, that is revelation of my Father. On his head are many crowns.
He had a name written that no one knows.
Listen to this. Listen to that. When I read it, my soul jumped. Hey, he said, Pastor, read it again.
He had a name written.
He had a name
written that no one knows.
No one know that name.
Except himself.
Except himself. Except himself. My shakalabasata. My heart jumped. I said, what is that name? Pastor, read it.
He was clothed with a rope deep in.
He was clothed with a robe deep in blood.
And his name is called.
And his name is Kokini.
The Word of God.
I thought you're going to praise him more than that. You know ye, you apply the blood, you apply the power, it's your salvation and everything. But there is a name that you don't even know, that his name is the Word. Jesus himself is the Word. My God, I feel something in my soul. His name, the Bible says, his name is the Word. He actually sat on throne. He enthroned. The Bible said that he was there and he was fighting. He was fighting against principalities and power. What was fighting? My God, then when I heard it, that is when my spirit joined. Then I realized the Bible said, we overcome with the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Then I know, my God, that is the reason the word is working. Every time that you fight and you use the word, it's Jesus. You're actually sending an error to go and fight your battle for you. That is the reason when you apply the word, your battle will be over. If you apply the word will work for you. The word is fighting. The Bible says it sat on the hall and it didn't just sit there. It began to fight. So every time you open your Bible and say, ah, Karabashaka, God, many are those that are waging war against me. Arakasatalaba, God, many are those that are fighting against my life. But you've already told me that you've set me over the city and the nation and over the power of the enemy. You said you have given me power over nation and over kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to plan and to plan. Immediately you begin to say that you are calling Jesus himself because he is the word. When you begin to apply the word has sat on heaven and it begin to fight your battle. I want you to say, Heavenly Father, from this moment, your word will work for me. Your word will work for me. Your word will work for me. Hallelujah. See now, what is his name? What does Bible say his name is?
The Word of God.
What is his name? What is his name? What is his name? God himself, even Jesus himself is the Word. Let me tell you something, child. To reject the Word of God is to reject God. To reject the word that God has given unto you. Every word of prophecy, every word that come out of the sanctuary, and they say, thus saith the Lord. And you say, no, that is not my word. You have just rejected God. To disregard the word of God, when the word of God is going on, is that you have already disregarded God himself. In case you don't know. In case you don't know. To doubt the word that they gave to you and say, how is this word going to come to pass? That is what they normally say. That is what mommy will say. Especially if you know this and that. To doubt the word is for you to doubt God himself. When you doubt the word, when you put the Bible aside in your case, what you have just done is that you've just put God aside. You have just told him, don't get involved in my case. Praise the name of the Lord. If you don't have the word, it means that you haven't got the power. If you don't have the word of God in your life, for you not to obey the word is for you not to obey God. Not the person that say, praise the name of the Lord. For you not to read the word, it means that you are keeping malice with God. Let me ask you, since when have you read your Bible? You have the app on your phone. You come constantly, if I say, open your Bible, you quickly open it. You quickly open it. You have not even opened it for years. Not months. You have not even read once. For you not to read your word is for you to keep malice with the word of God. Let me say to you, child, the word of God is powerful. The word of God is making war for you on that throne. The word of God is fighting you and is conquering the battle of your life. And I pray for you today, that word will give you victory. Yeah. Turn to your neighbor and say, follow the word of God. No, say it again and say, value the word of God. Tell your neighbor and say, stand on the word. Tell your neighbor and say, trust the word. And tell them to read the word. Say, read the word and say, attend Bible class. Stand on your feet for me. Come on, somebody give God praise in the air. Give God praise in the house. Give God praise in the air. Be excited when the word of God is coming. In the word of God, there is power. In the word of God, there is power. In the word of God, is sent his word and they are healed. Lift up your voice and say it after me. Say, from this moment, Heavenly Father, I said, so that as Heavenly Father, let your word work for me. Let your word work for me. Say, let your word. Say, your word will start to work for me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Open your mouth, begin to pray that prayer.
This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries.